Hello, everybody. This is Dennis Allen. You're listening to the NFT Odyssey podcast with me, Dennis Allen. In this podcast, you will join me on my odyssey in the Web3 NFT world while traveling the US in my Honda Odyssey minivan camper, aka my mobile studio. Like any odyssey, the journey is only part of the story. The real story is the people you meet along the way. My goal in this podcast is to teach while I learn from these people all about Web3, internet security, art, all kind of aspects of the Web3 world while I travel the country and look for a new home. I am actually looking for a new place to call home. It's probably going to be in Texas. This is where I am right now, right outside of El Paso, Texas, near a state park called the Hueco Tanks. It's a very famous rock climbing place, and that's where I am right now. I'm staying at a campsite here in the desert. It's very beautiful out west Texas. Why am I starting this podcast? I'm trying to bring in the NFT communities that I am part of. I'm part of a whole bunch of communities. I've been in the NFT world for 2 years, actually, coming up in February. February, I bought my first NFT, a CryptoKitty. And this whole time, I've been accumulating, just collecting. I'm not a flipper. And I have a bunch of different projects like the Crypto Skulls. They're probably my base, my number one project that I am in. And they kind of inspired me to actually do this podcast. And I do a weekly spaces all about the Crypto Skulls. But there's other NFT projects that I am also a part of, and they are like maybe Alien Friends, Goblin Town, V Friends, Light Cult Crypto Club, and each one of them has their strengths. The majority of collections that I am collecting are ones that you hold the IP rights for, or just jar art like the Light Cult from Ron English. Big fan of his. The future of this podcast, this first podcast is just going to be, this first episode is going to be just pretty much an introduction of who I am, Dennis Allen, aka the City Boy Homesteader, Yellow Happy Skull, who knows the different names that I have. My real name is, I guess it's not important, but if you Google it, you could find it very easily. I want this podcast to be a interview, a conversation with different people in the Web3 community from different NFT projects that I am a part of. So the ones that I did mention, I want to get, developers, Web3 security experts, people that had how to build a business, how to build an NFT project, the artists behind these projects. So I think there's a lot of strength in these individual communities. But what my vision is to actually tie them all into together somehow so we could all learn and grow from one another. It's pretty exciting. A lot of communities do different things. So I think if we just kind of intertwine more, we could all become better. I mean, look at Yuka Labs. I mean, they just buy up all these other projects and they're, the big dogs on the block. So what's my story? Why am I traveling around in a minivan, Honda Odyssey? I have the tattoo right there of my Honda minivan, different color. Actually, half of it's spray painted by a very talented mural artist called Avery Nice. It's a big octopus draping two sides of the minivan. Real quick, my backstory is I started off in the actually high school dropout, depending on how far we go, maybe before that, little fight clubs in fifth grade. But grew up in Elizabeth, New Jersey, high school dropout, became auto mechanic, working in junkyards in Newark, New Jersey. Eventually got a job with Verizon Wireless as a salesman. The company didn't really want to hire me because of my non-college degree, but I proved them that I would be one of the best salespeople. I started handling right off the bat all the celebrities for New York City. So the majority of my customers were, I mean, my first, gig, celebrity gig was Sex and the City. It was a TV show for all you youngsters on HBO. But, you know, I would handle all them and party with them and go to all the fancy, events. And I made a lot of money in Verizon, had a very easy job, just pretty much traveled Manhattan, going to different stores and teaching them how to sell and how to manage their stores. I worked up my, from a greeter to a sales rep to senior sales rep, assistant manager, blah, 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 going up. None of that really made me happy. On paper, I looked successful. I had a couple properties in Jersey City. I had a two-story, a two-family home overlooking Lower Manhattan. But inside, I wasn't really happy. I was working for the man. I was working for a company that didn't do the right thing for its customers or its employees. So pretty much, I went to lunch one day and didn't go back. I started shrinking down my expenses so I could restructure my life so I didn't have to buy a BMW every 3 years or Hugo Boss suits or $3,000 watches, or I wish it was three. That was a lot more than that. But just getting out of that lifestyle, because the more money that I made at the cell phone company, and I started when before text messaging was even a thing. So I was probably one of the first people to ever have a smartphone, period. Not an iPhone, because iPhones weren't the first smartphone. The first smartphones were AudioBox and Kyocera, ones like that. So doing all that, growing up in that world, didn't like it. I like I said, I quit it all. I started homesteading, getting into permaculture, redesigning my life, better food, better fitness. I was getting fat, just eating all the fast food and out at restaurants and drinking every night. So I flushed all that, started over, bought some land in the middle of Pennsylvania, took over the local coffee shop, bought that, turned into a very successful business, opened up a ice cream shop with someone and a smoke shop. I had campsites going on my property. I was building an off-grid homestead, from ground up. I had an old rock quarry that we had music festivals in. We had four or five music festivals, one coming up actually in the spring. Has three caves. Anyway, life threw me some lemons, and so now I'm making lemonade. So I'm leaving Pennsylvania. I decided to get back on the road last winter with the way I was setting up my businesses. I wanted at least 2 months off to be able to travel the country, and because it was a very seasonal businesses that I did have, it gave me the flexibility to do that. So, just checking my dog, Eddie Murphy. So, I did travel 2 months in New Mexico and actually to this place where I am in Texas right now, and I fell in love with it. So, after getting back, my life got kind of flushed. It could have been worse. It wasn't that bad. Just, financially it hurt, community it hurt, and just a couple people stab you and are not who you think they are. But anyway, I always look at the brighter things of life. I want this podcast to be all about the good of the NFT world and Web3 world. So I look at everything that happened in my experience as a catalyst to propel me into the life that I really, really want to live. I didn't want to work for the man. I got out of that, but I got into another brick and mortar business, a business where I didn't want to, go to every day. It was fun going to a coffee shop, which was like the, community hub, but I had to be there every day. It's a stress on you. So I am redesigning my life now, hence the podcast, the YouTube videos that I have. I've, been doing YouTube videos for the longest time. I mainly do that to document my life. One day, my daughter, which is 22 right now, I'm sure she's not watching, but maybe one day when she's 50 and she has, kids, maybe they could watch, Crazy Grandpa in his minivan talking about NFTs that luckily, made her very wealthy. So the YouTube videos are just, documenting my life. I'd started back in Jersey City when, with my two family home and the urban permaculture I was doing, and then buying my land in Pennsylvania, and now traveling the country. I've been on the road now for a few months going back and forth. My minivan has 250,000 miles on it now. It's pretty historic, and she's still purring along. So I'm trying to redesign my life. I want to do something in the Web3 NFT world, cryptocurrency right now. Like I said, I'm trying to find a new home and I don't even know what I want to do when I grow up. So I'm documenting my journey into this Web3 world and trying to figure out, you know, what I can do. I have some good ideas, you know, drop shipping businesses, things like that. Teaching AI is like mind blowing. If you haven't played with ChatGPT, it's scary what's going to happen in the next probably 45 minutes with that technology. Let's see. I have a bunch of notes here. Just go through this. I'm, you know, kind of nervous. Usually the podcast will be a conversation with somebody else, so it's a lot harder just read here. So my plan with NFTs, like my yellow happy skull right here. I think a big thing with NFTs as a business, and I see the future of it, they're going to turn more into like membership cards. So say if you're a part of a podcast club like I am called the Survival Podcast with Jack Spirko, you should check him out. He's really great. It'll be like a membership, you know? So if you're, say, if I do launch an NFT one day, or if you're a crypto skull or an alien friend, I should have put up an alien friend. I have other posters too. It'll get you discounts other places. It'll get you into parties. It'll get you to events. I mean, it's kind of what, you know, big ones like the Bored Ape Yacht Club and Doodles are doing right now. I also see it as, because you hold the rights to it, you know, this one right here, the yellow happy skull with the love eyes, it kind of personifies who I am. I love love. I think love is the message. It's the answer. I think happy, you know, you want to base your life on happiness. Your decisions should be something that's going to bring you happiness. If it doesn't, I don't want to do it. You know, I don't even watch horror movies because I don't want to spend 2 hours of my life watching other people go through horror in their life, you know. So this podcast will definitely be very uplifting and positive. But I do want to make this a logo. You know, I want to make it a brand. You're going to see it. It's already on my Twitter and Instagram. This is going to be the main one. In the NFT world, there are others like it. This is not a one of one. It's a six of six, but I did buy all six of them. So that's pretty exciting. So now I have six one of ones because they are all owned by me. And I can make this one a coffee. I can make this one a potato chip brand or a construction company. Who knows what the opportunities are? But I think that's a big thing in the NFT world is to what you could do with your NFTs. Also, a lot of the projects I am involved with, let's say for one is Ron English. He is known as the godfather of graffiti, street art, I should say. He does the smiley faces. Oh, I have some art right here of his too. Some smiley faces, and you've seen them everywhere. I already got the elephant one. She said I didn't send the elephant. I forgot about that. But with this NFT project, you know, he just made these light bulbs. I actually have a tattoo of one of his NFTs, my main one. I don't know. I'm showing the screen, people. But anyway, with his NFT project, you could burn like the ultra rares, you know, the floor ones. And they're actually sending you art, real in-life art for it. So that's a huge utility. I mean, Ron English prints go for like maybe $200-$300. My prices are probably wrong. I'm not really a collector of that, but it is awesome to have, and I am collecting them. I've always collected art. You know, right now in the minivan, it's hard to collect art, and that's one of the reasons why I got into NFTs, because, you know, being a nomad and traveling around, how do I have real art? Like, I have these right here, and, you know, I can't display them or anything. They're just kind of like in packages. So the NFTs allow me to travel with my art anywhere I go, anytime. So that's another aspect of, you know, why I like certain NFT projects. You know, Ron English, he doesn't give you the rights to his NFT. So I can't just go make, you know, Ron English artwork and, you know, say it's mine and make money off of his name. So it's understandable. And so each different communities have different reasons. You know, I have a bunch of bee friends, and they're, you know, hand drawn really ugly ones. Well, the second generations are cool. But it's more of like a membership into Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, I've been following Gary Vaynerchuk for years now, even before the NFTs were a thing. Yeah, definitely before crypto, maybe not before crypto was a thing, but I've been following him for years, just to, you know, better my businesses, you know, with my coffee shop, and even when I was in Verizon, just how to become a better salesperson. So, you know, different projects have different strengths, and like I said, with this podcast, I want to bring them all together so we can learn and grow together. I want to interview people like founders, the developers that do all the back end, the artists that actually generate the art. You know, sometimes they're same, sometimes they're different people. You know, different projects have different amount of people that do it. The Crypto Skulls is a project done pretty much by Alex Slayer. The art and all the coding was done by him. He's actually building a game now, which is mind-blowing, based on the Crypto Skull. So that's really exciting. So it'd be great to interview people like that, you know, security experts. You know, a lot of people are losing millions of dollars because they're hacked, you know, their wallets aren't hacked. I mean, crypto is pretty unhackable, but you know, when you accidentally click a link and that link, you know, puts some bug in your device and your device gets corroded and you know, you lose everything, or if you have it on a cold storage. So, like they say in Bitcoin, not your keys, not your coin. It's the same thing with your NFTs, not your keys, not your NFTs. That's, someone probably said that before, but it's, you know, definitely true. You know, so I do want to interview security experts, the people in the community, you know, just the community members. That's one of the things that make it so strong. You know, the NFT projects have the people that work for the project and moderators and things like that. But there's also community members that don't get paid. They're just vested as holders in the NFTs and they enjoy the communities and they build, you know, kind of like what I'm doing with the podcast and what I'm doing mainly with the spaces. You know, that's, you know, Crypto Skulls. I'm doing it for the community and for free. You know, it's fun for me. I'm learning a lot about Web3. And yeah, I was trying to get something to rhyme with that, but it didn't work. So anybody pretty much tied into the NFT community, I want to interview them on this podcast, like Irish Gal NFT, Irish NFT Gal. She's going to probably be my next interview. Stay tuned for that. Another thing that the NFT community is doing, they're producing their own side project. So like the Crypto Skulls community members are doing things like the Crypto Skull Punks by Punkasso. What he did, he took the traits from the Crypto Skulls and the Punks, because a lot of those two communities are already intertwined. You know, see the same people holding the, you know, the very two. And what he did, he made up an NFT project that merged those together, and they're doing quite well. Another one is the Psych Clown Crypto Skulls by Hemaxi too. And he's actually done other ones like the Hooded Skulls. So I don't know, I think there's 50 of them out there. I have a few of my skulls. There was one that I missed. I wish I got. But you know, he made an NFT with your skull with a hood on it. So that was really cool. You know, it's another side project. The Psyclown skulls, they're kind of like the Crazy Clown Skull Posse kind of NFT. It's really cool. Another one by Skullcat developer, Skullcat, everybody knows him from the Crypto Skulls. He's doing the Crypto Skull Legion NFT collection. Another style of skulls that, you know, he made out there and is selling and giving them away too. I think I was supposed to be getting one, but I don't think I got it yet. So Skullcat, get back to me on that. Another one that is bridging that, you know, some skull members actually bought into was the Deadly Skulls by Himbad. My buddy Abe from the Light Cult Crypto Club with Ron English, he join the skulls. I don't think he holds a skull, but he's been in the community, and I, you know, got a couple community members from the skulls to get bulbs. You know, I because I have so many bulbs, I actually do give them away quite often to people. And Himbed actually sold a couple of his deadly skulls to some community skull members from the Crypto Skull. So that's really cool. So we're already bridging these people together, you know? And, you know, the more people that are involved in a community, because a Crypto Skull community is only 10,000 NFTs, and the people that hold it is probably about 4,000. How many of those are actually active? Maybe 200. So we're looking at a 200 person community, you know, just based on my jibber jabber numbers. And if we could get all these other communities together and, you know, 200, 500, 20 from each, you know, it's really going to help. Let's see, what else do I have to talk about? I don't know. I've just been jibber jabbering this whole time. It's definitely been fun. I can talk when I want to. It'd be better if somebody else was here. It's gonna be fun. I'm doing this on Zoom, so the video and audio is probably not the greatest, but I want to do it so we can record the two people, show slides on the computer. I could show you some NFTs. We're not gonna do that now, but definitely I'll put links to my wallet down below. You could go to OpenSea. You don't have to sign up or anything. You can see my NFTs. Yeah, you know me. Maybe I'll get a the OpenAI, ChatGPT, to make a rap song with NFTs. I think I've already done it, actually. Yeah, I did. Let's see, outro. Let's pretty much wrap it up here. Summarize the takeaways from this episode. You know, again, I just said it, but I want to join the NFT communities together. And if I could help everybody live a better life, you know, find their true happiness, you know, maybe I could talk a little episode about what I'm doing and why. And, you know, you're going to see the journey that I'm doing. So may hopefully I could inspire somebody else to get out of the rat race. You know, working for the man or any woman is not as good as being your own boss. That's what I'm trying to teach my daughter. So if anybody has or wants to be on, has any suggestions or wants to be on the podcast, please email me. I guess my email address that I should use is smile@dennisallen.com. I'll probably get another one for this podcast, but for now, smile@dennisallen.com. Shoot me an email, DM me on Twitter. All those links will be below. Discord, you know how to reach out to me, people. But anybody that wants to be on the show, or you could suggest somebody to be on the show, reach out to me those ways. Again, all the links will be below. Check out my YouTube channel, Dennis Allen, City Boy Homesteader. It's been the name for the longest time. I still want to homestead. You know, I'm kind of homesteading now. I mean, if this is my mobile studio, my home is making me money. It's small, but it's providing me the freedom to travel. So one day I will definitely build another homestead, but right now we're on the Odyssey podcast. That would have been a good way to wrap it up. That's pretty much it. Please share this. You know, I want to grow this because I want to teach people and I want to learn. I am dedicated to doing this. I think one of the biggest things that it takes to have a successful business or have success in life altogether is consistency. So I am really, really trying to be consistent here, and I want you all help. So please keep this going, share it. You know, if nobody watches this or listens to it, nobody shares it, you know, it's going to be so much more encouraging if I see that people are sharing this and liking and commenting and do all that jibber jabber. Do it for me, just so I could get the motivation to do this every single week. My spaces on the Twitter, DennisAllen.eth on Twitter, is every Wednesday, and it is at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ireland, I know it's 6, and I think Amsterdam it's 7 p.m. LA it's 10 a.m. And Central Texas it's 11 a.m. I'm pretty sure those are the right times, but check it out. Go to my Twitter, links down below. That's pretty much it. Thank you very much from the Honda Odyssey Mini Winnie camper van mobile studio. Eddie Murphy's out back chilling, and I think that's gonna be it. I probably forgot something, but too late. All right, guys, see you next week. And if anybody knows Irish NFT gal, reach out to her, tell her to be on episode 2. Thank you very much. Dennis Allen out.